you can't tell the difference between a weekly chart and a 1 second chart. That should blow your mind. So I wanted to kind of dive into this again. It should blow your mind because the majority of trading gurus all tell you the same advice, which is you should start on high time frames. You should start trading on the 1 hour, the 2 hour. Hell, I've heard 4 hour, I've heard daily.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. I have a question for you. What do coastlines, blood vessels, and the stock market all have in common? Well, Levi's joining us all the way from the land down under today to explore how understanding this can actually help make you more profitable. Levi, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much, Jordan. I'm visiting Australia right now. So just today, I was down diving at the Great Barrier Reef. So it was absolutely awesome. Yeah.
Is it as awesome as the videos make it sound?
Well, so the problem with diving these reefs is that, which I found out, is that like when you see pictures of reefs, just remember that they're taken at night with massive bright lights to like.
Oh, so you mean the colors are washed out?
Well, colors just do not look the same. And the problem with the Great Barrier Reef is, especially right where we were, it wasn't as bright as I was hoping. I'll be honest, I was a little bit underwhelmed.
Have any listeners from Australia out here.
we actually do on our listener infographics. We actually have quite a few listeners from Australia. So sorry, guys. I do like that. So Australia's been awesome. The Great Barrier Reef is gorgeous, especially from the top, from at least where we dove. It wasn't as good as a few other places I've dove, but it of course, good grief. The reef is what, 1,000 kilometers, something like that. So we were at one spot. It's absolutely impossible to judge anything. And I've seen places and I've heard of places that are fantastic. So, here I am. Look, I was at like one spot, so I'm not going to make any judgments of the entire place, but Australia's been absolutely fantastic. So anyway, yeah, great introduction. So today I wanted to talk about how understanding a certain aspect of the stock market or any markets, right? Forex markets, commodities, whatever, can drastically decrease the amount of time it'll take to learn trading. Okay, so you asked, what do coastline, blood vessels, and stock market have in common? There might be some people who have already guessed the answer, but the answer is that they're all fractal. Okay.
Now, can you explain Can you explain to us what does fractal mean?
Yeah. So fractal just means that the technical term for a fractal is that it's scale invariant. That's also a bunch of, that's also very wordy.
Continue so all to that explain.
Means, yeah, all that means is that as you zoom in, it looks the same, right? Okay, so a good example, blood vessels, right? If you look some blood vessels in arm, looks normal. Well, you zoom in on one blood vessel. Well, it's going to look similar because there's also going to be branches that are just going to be offshoots of blood vessels. Zoom in on one of those. Yeah, you zoom in on what now one of those. Zoom even further, and all of those are going to have branches that branch out. And you can zoom in, and it looks the same. Coastlines are the exact same. It's actually very difficult to give an exact distance. You'll see different numbers for if you look up what's the coastline, like how long is the coastline of, say, the U.S., you'll get different answers. And it's because as you zoom in, coastlines get more and more detailed, right? As you zoom into a coastline, you'll start seeing more and more detail. And the same thing is with the markets. So if you look at a weekly chart, you can't tell the difference between a weekly chart and a 1 second chart. That should blow your mind, right? And it should blow your mind because, and we've mentioned this on the podcast a long time ago, So I wanted to kind of dive into this again, because it should blow your mind, because the majority of trading gurus all tell you the same advice, which is you should start on high time frames. You should start trading on the 1 hour, the 2 hour. Hell, I've heard 4 hour. I've heard daily, right?
Well, Levi, when we started trading on the daily and 4 hour.
Yeah. And most gurus will tell you this. But from what we just mentioned, that you can't tell the difference between a weekly or a 1 second chart. And trust me, you can't. I guarantee you. If what we just learned, alarm bells should be going off in your head. You should be going, well, why should I be trading the 1 hour time frame if it looks and acts very, you know, exactly, if you can't tell the difference between that and 1 second chart? You better have some really good reasons to be able to want to trade the 1 hour over the 1 minute. And I felt like we should give a few of the reasons why we believe that the lower time frames are not just equal, but they're vastly superior.
Yeah. I mean, the number one I can think of is that it gives you more reps. Like, I mean, I think we've discussed this before, but it's like lifting, it's like doing anything skill related. Let's say we've used golf as an example. I still like the example because it's honestly the best one I can think of. If you go out and you pick up your driver and you hit one ball and then you hop in your car and you go home, and the next day you come back, you go to the driving range and you hit one ball and you hop back in your car, how long do you think it will take you to get good at hitting a golf ball? Honestly, never. You're never going to get good at hitting a golf ball if you do it once a day for even years. It doesn't matter, because you'll never be able to get enough repetition and body memory of how to do it in order to actually learn how to hit effectively. And the same thing goes with trading.
Yeah, so I agree. Like, my top one is just more reps, and that's probably the first one that pops into everybody's heads, right? Like, just getting more opportunities. If you're trading a specific setup or a specific strategy, then trading on lower time frames, you're just going to see it more. You're going to get more reps. It's just absolutely the top one. Number two, and this is another point, the point that I thought of, is you get to watch the flow of the market. So this is something you don't get to do if you're trading on high time frames, if you're trading on the 4 hour or on the daily, and this is what a lot of beginners are told to do, and so they do it, you end up, you can't watch the market. Like, you don't actually get to see the market flow and the market progress. And so what people do is they look at their 4 hour chart, they see whether it's where they want it to be at whatever the hell that is, and then they either don't take it or they take it, or, you know, but then they'll go away, right? They'll do something else, because you're not watching, like, you can't sit and watch a 4 hour chart, right? A 1 minute chart, if you're watching 1 minute or 5 minute, both Jordan and I trade on the 1 minute or 5 minute charts, you get to see 61 minute candles in a single hour, right? So I get to see so much. So I can watch the market. I can watch how it flows, how it progresses. And a lot of people think that just looking at a snapshot of a chart is the same as watching the market flow. And it's just not. And I'm not saying experts can't. If you show an expert a chart, they can't, decide which way it's going to go. But when you're learning, I mean, that's watching the market move and progress, that's a huge part of training your brain to start picking up on things, right? That kind of leads into number three, which is if you are just looking at snapshots, you don't get to watch the flow of the market, and you're trading on these high time frames, this kind of forces people into the really bad habit of skimming between a bunch of different markets, right? So you can't watch the 4 hour chart. And if the 4 hour chart of your, market of choice is not where you want it, you're going to skim to a bunch. You're going to have like 30 different markets you watch. And this was me and you when we were first
learning. My watch list used to be all of the minor and major Forex pairs. So, and plus some indices. I used to have like a watch list that was 35 different things.
But of course you would, right? Because if you're trading on the 4-hour market, well, it's not going to be where you want it most of the time, right? And so you're going to have to look elsewhere, or else you're going to have to wait for a month between each trading opportunity. And so you never get to specialize in one specific thing, and you never get to really laser focus. And it's a real shame that a lot of beginners end up in, and it's not really their fault. It's from bad advice.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to add, which I actually was kind of just thinking of as we were doing this, and also in conjunction with a coaching call that I just had with a guy this morning, is the whole fractal nature of the market is the reason why both Levi and I really encourage people to only trade on one time frame when they were beginning. And here's the reason why. Because the market is fractal, right? So if I show you a 1 minute, a 5 minute, and a 15 minute chart, they are going to look completely different. And you couldn't tell me which one was which. Now, you can use them. Like, for instance, Levi and I both use the 5 and the 1, but we've been doing this for a while. As a beginner, if you look at the 1 and then you look at the 5, how do you decide which one you're going to trade? Are you going to trade based off the 5 minute? Are you going to trade based off the 1 minute? Like, because they look different, they act different. You can't tell which one is which if you didn't have that nice little marker at the top of your screen. And so this is why it's important when you're beginning, pick one time frame. Go ahead, draw your support, your resistance on your daily or your hourly, whatever you want. But then pick one time frame, one set of candlesticks to look at, because otherwise you're simply confusing yourself. Because as Levi said, there's really no way for you to tell, or for your brain to tell, which one is which in terms of time frame from a, you know, just a snapshot perspective. Sure, the candles print faster on the smaller time frames, but it's going to be very confusing. It's going to be hard for you to really decide what your trading style is or how you want to trade, because you will have conflicting information, because each 5 minute candle has 5 1-minute candles, and those 1 minute candles could look completely different. And it does add a very confusing aspect to beginners. And that's why I really encourage beginners, pick that one time frame. I don't care if it's the 5 or the 1, but pick one of those and only use that in trading.
Now, I think it's worth mentioning that I think the main reason gurus tell people to use higher time frames is so they don't, it's so they don't to jump into stuff, I guess. I think that's the number one reason. I'll be honest, I'm not sure why it's so popular of a belief, but I think the main reason is like, oh, if it's moving too fast, people get like FOMO, and you know, maybe that's true. I don't think so.
It's the opposite, though, because when it's moving too slow, you just get in because you're bored and you don't have 18 hours to wait for the candle to go where you're going.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. Like, I'm not saying, obviously, when the market's moving fast, you're going to have to make some faster decisions. It is true. But maybe there's its own special challenges. But man, I mean, there are just because you cannot tell the difference between a week chart and a 1 minute chart. Man, if you're trying to cut down on your training time, like if I have to watch, if I'm trading on the 1 minute chart as a beginner, I get to see 60 candles. When if you're watching the 1 hour and you just watched one, right? If somebody's trading on the 1 hour chart, they just watched one candle go by and somebody else watched 60. The guy watched 60 is going to just learn the flow of the market way faster. It's just how it works. And so I beg beginners, the way to speed up your training time, lower your time frames to whatever. And look, you got to get comfortable with it, and that's going to take some time, but lower your time frames. It's going to give you more repetitions. You're going to get to see your look, your strategy more often. It's going to reduce your FOMO. You're going to get to learn to watch the flow of the market, not just snapshots. and you won't have to skim between a bunch of different markets. So it can allow you to become an expert on one or two things on, like Jordan said, one specific time frame. You can become the expert because that's how you get profitable. The only way you become profitable trading, day trading, is become the best, the top 1 or 2 or 3% of traders on that specific time frame, on that specific chart, on that specific market.